Let us pray for God's great mercy, asking that he would hear our petition and grant them according to his gracious will. As we recall the first Christmas, Lord, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Give us faith to never forget the magnitude and importance of his sacrifice for us in coming to earth to be our Savior, our brother, and our friend. Lord, in your mercy. As we remember Mary and Joseph, we thank you for the gift of family. Give us hearts to fully appreciate the gifts we receive through them and seek to be those who cherish and nourish our family associations. Lord, in your mercy. As we echo the songs of the angels, we thank you for the gifts of poetry and music and for all the writers and composers who have enriched our celebration with their devotion and creativity. Give us eagerness to ever seek to bring you all that is the best and most beautiful in our worship. Lord, in your mercy. As we think of the shepherds to whom the angels brought the greatest news, we thank you for those who serve in the various vocations of life, including those whose daily work often goes unnoticed. We commend to your special care, Lord, those in the military, our first responders, and medical personnel, and all whose labor on our behalf is specially challenging or hazardous. Lord, in your mercy. As we consider those who were at the inn surrounding Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, we pray for all situations and conditions of people, especially those on our hearts at this moment. Be with them and bless them according to their needs. Lord, and give us opportunities to be of comfort and assistance in your name. Lord, in your mercy. As we pray, gracious God, we remember our dear ones who have completed their earthly lives and now are in your eternal keeping. As the brightness of the light of Christ shines on them, may we follow their footsteps in ways of peace and love throughout our lives as we live to your glory. Lord, in your mercy. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." And at this point, we will continue with the distribution. The elders, two of our elders, will come forward. We'll have the bread, and then for the wine, you can either have the individual cup or the common cup. If you do take the individual cup, you're going to, from this middle aisle in the line, come all the way outside and place the cup into the receptacle in the aisle, and then go back to your seat around this way. I think that does it. The congregation may be seated, and we'll line up behind our pianist, Colleen.